hunting and fishing guy telling stories about hunting and fishing. David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight. Jerry Hamza has spent decades putting himself in a position to live an outdoor life. In his book, Outdoor Chronicles, True Tales of a Lifetime of Hunting and Fishing, Jerry takes up the gauntlet of the storyteller to take nature lovers away for a little fun and relaxation.
Wit, pathos, and wisdom. Life spent outdoors inspire you. Tell me what that means, a lifetime spent outdoors.
My parents didn't like me. They wouldn't let me come in the house. The work I've done has allowed me to travel all over the world. I spent 30 years in the management of George Carlin, and I always took a fishing pole or a bow with me. So I've hunted and fished most of my life, most of the planet. My dad liked to fish. There's no hunters in my family. As a matter of fact, I come from anti-gun people, so the rumor is I was switched at birth, because since I was young, I've always wanted to hunt.
Long story short, your experiences led you to write a book called The Outdoor Chronicles.
Yeah, about 5 years ago, I was diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. And I know it's cliche, but I said if I made it, I was going to do what I always wanted to do, and that's to write. I wanted to go back to the tradition of the American storyteller and the short story, a la Mark Twain or Ernest Hemingway. So that's what this is. It's a collection of short stories. One of the stories, prose to poetry, won the Robert Travers Writing Award last year. It's about the human condition with a backdrop of hunting and fishing.
David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight.